All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Happy Friday. Happy, if you're in the Northeast, Earthquake Day. Thankfully, it doesn't appear that there were any deaths that were reported or much damage. Just scared the crap out of a lot of friends of mine. Literally, I was on the phone with a friend of mine in New York while it was happening. I guess the center of this was in New Jersey somewhere, but 4.8 magnitude earthquake striking New Jersey, New York, and other surrounding states and in the region and in the Northeast and surrounding states. And I've only felt one earthquake. Jason, I don't know if you remember, but you remember there was that one earthquake. I remember I was on Long Island at the time. It was the weirdest feeling. I mean, it felt like there was like a roll of the earth underneath you.
There was one in 2011 that I think was a 5.8.
Okay, and that was in New York, Long Island, whatever. The one I felt, I just remember being on the air, and I just remember, woo, it was like kind of like a wave. That's what I felt. Now, other people described other things today. I think the coolest video that I saw online was a dog at somebody's house, like a good 5-6 seconds before the earthquake occurred, you know, jumped up full alert and knew that this was coming. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Animals just fascinate me. I just love animals. But thankfully, nobody, it seems, have been hurt. I've not heard of anything other than, you know, small damage, nothing big at all. But the preliminary magnitude is 4.8. It is out of New Jersey. I will say this. I mean, I got to really tip my hat to the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, because he was really timely. He sent out his earthquake alert 25 minutes after the shaking stopped. Now, I know people are waiting for potential aftershocks, but anyway, he's now being ripped online, rightfully so.
I didn't get mine until it felt like about 12:30.
It happened.
I think it was like 2 hours after the actual quake.
Yeah, it happened at 10:47 a.m. Anyway, he's getting ripped. I mean, he's just right on top of everything. Now, I'm sure if he was in New York, he felt the earthquake like everyone else. And, you know, that was the type of information that other elected officials got and immediately, rightfully, reacted to. Anyway, so a lot of ground to cover today on this Friday. We'll get a lot of your calls in today. 800-941-SEAN. CNN fake news is suing the Biden DOJ for audio tapes of Biden's interview with the special prosecutor. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, that might be the best thing they've done in years. Now, we do know that the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees have been asking for those videotapes from Biden's DOJ, and they've been reluctant to hand them over. But anyway, it's good. The media should be asking for them, and maybe they have a different motive. Also, Biden has moved to block President Trump from draining the swamp. Now, this is interesting because he's trying to take an action that will impact any future administration, and maybe it's a contingency plan for when he's losing. But anyway, he's finalizing a new civil service protection, they're calling it, aimed at preventing house cleaning if a new president gets in place and if Donald Trump wins re-election and is the president in January of 25. And that would mean tens of thousands of policymaking jobs. These are, you know, those career public service jobs. How do you ever get rid of people that are not up to the job? How do you ever shrink the bureaucracy if that's the policy? You know, anyway, it probably would impact a lot of people. And a lot of people in this country want old bureaucrats to move on because obviously they're not the best people for the job. Some of them have political agendas. We've learned that from a number of whistleblowers, but not whistleblowers that the media cares about. So we'll watch, wait, and see. There is an issue for Jill Biden, the first lady, And it came up with Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. She has this guy named Anthony Burnell as, quote, her work husband. And he's been accused of verbal sexual harassment allegations. And Karine Jean-Pierre defended him as one of the most powerful White House officials. A Post reporter pressed her about a trio of sources saying that this guy repeatedly speculates on the size of male private parts of coworkers in a hashtag Me Too power play. I don't know who your sources are. I just, with all due respect, I can't speak to that. I guess she never heard it. But what about the people that did? And if it was a Republican or it was the Trump administration, you know that there would be a very different response. That's the world we're now living in. It's upside down. It's topsy-turvy. And one standard for Republicans and one standard for Democrats. That's the environment we're going into as we now look forward to the next 213 days. And it's going to fly. Let me warn you, it's going to fly by. I said this on January 2nd when I got back from my long vacation after my move to Florida over the holidays. And I said this, I said, just buckle up. This is going to be a roller coaster year of emotions, and it's going to fly by. We're only 213 days from what I believe is the most pivotal election in our lifetime. This is an inflection point for the country. I don't think America, I don't think the world does well if Joe Biden is reelected. I mean, the fact that most Americans don't think he's going to live and fulfill a second term if he got it. I mean, wow. And Biden, by the way, repeated his lie about traveling 17,000 miles with President Xi, the Chinese premier, in his latest speech. And he has told this whopper, even the Washington Post, you know, called it, earned him a bottomless Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post. Although we need a fact checker for the fact checkers over there. But anyway, that statement was debunked back in 2021. And yet Biden just continues to reiterate it, just like he lies about how his son died, just like he lies about never talking with his son, his brother, or anybody about their foreign business deals, just like he's now blaming Donald Trump for the crime wave that he himself and radical Democrats have created with no bail laws and defund and dismantle and reimagine police departments, just like they lie about the economy. And meanwhile, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Just like they constantly revise downward any jobs created. And they, you know, I mean, to actually have Jerome Powell say illegal immigration is responsible for most of the job creation in the country, we're supposed to celebrate that? Because that would sound to me like companies wanting to hire people here illegally, because that would be cheap labor. And that takes away job opportunities from Americans. You know, and Biden also, by the way, referred to the O'Biden administration instead of the Obama administration. Later on, we'll get to your giggling vice president. She's back. I mean, in rare form. And also, she did not know that. This is pretty funny to me that the NCAA women's basketball was not allowed to have brackets until 2022, which is utterly and completely untrue. And it is false. On the economy today, you have Ron Klain, former White House chief of staff. Even he, longtime trusted advisor of Joe Biden, is now acknowledging that, you know, I'd say he's probably in the Biden doghouse after these comments, because he had to acknowledge a simple truth that prices in the U.S. are still really high, and warning the president that he needs to make more progress in bringing costs down. Well, grocery prices alone are now up a whopping 37%. They're 37% higher than they were 4 years ago. Well, okay, 37%. Americans didn't get a 37% raise. Just the opposite. Because of Biden inflation and the high cost of gasoline under Donald Trump, we never had a national average for a gallon of gasoline going above reaching even $3 a gallon on average. He never got to that point. Want to talk about success? Trump made America energy independent for the first time in 75 years. Anyone give him credit for that in the media? No. Anyone ever give him credit for a stay in Mexico policy? No. Anyone give him credit for building the wall that he built and handing off the most secure border in decades? No. You know, now look at what Joe's open borders, his invitation has done to the country. It's an unmitigated disaster economically and the biggest national security threat, a clear and present danger for the entire country. And now we have to worry about the next 9/11 coming, and it's not if, it's when. You look at the rest, you know, look at the price of everything. Eggs, you know, what you were paying in 2020, you're almost paying double. I don't particularly love frozen pizza, but if you like frozen pizza, even that's up, you know, a massive percentage. Butter and potato chips and cereal and milk and whatever, just the basics. What you could buy 4 years ago versus what you can buy today is 36% less. It's unreal. Okay, maybe it's not impacting the rich or those people that are doing so well with the Biden stock market, but it's a disaster. Now they're pushing. By the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants a high minimum wage. Out in California, they enacted a $20 minimum wage, and now fast food workers, you know, a lot of places are closing down. You have a popular West Coast pizza chain. I'd never heard of it. Did you ever hear of Mod Pizza, anybody? No? Anyway, they're closing five California locations. Why? Because of the $20 an hour minimum wage law taking effect. They can't make a profit. There's only so much you can charge for a burger and a fry and a Coke before you're going to start losing a lot of customers. And when McDonald's is charging $18 for a quarter pounder meal, and I don't eat it often, but occasionally I have a craving and I scratch the itch and I'll break down and I'll, you know, dodge away from my diet for a day because I eat mostly keto friendly. And I have one. And yeah, I paid close to $18. We now have gas prices, the highest number we've had in 6 months. Gas now, a barrel of oil approaching $90 a gallon. You know, Biden, by the way, is threatening Pennsylvania's natural gas industry. That has single-handedly saved Pennsylvania's economy. It's unbelievable. But don't worry, if you're Vladimir Putin, you get a waiver and you get to continue the Keystone XL pipeline. Oil hitting the highest level just in time for the summer driving season. Great news. But a lot of liberal Democrats want that. Why do they want it? Because they're convinced that every American needs to have an electric vehicle, even though you have to pillage Mother Earth for the minerals to build the batteries that weigh a ton, the cars that weigh so much more that put all these tire particles in the air that pollute the air also. You power it up. Most of the power grid in the country is fossil fuel based. You know, thank goodness Ford, you know, they now have stopped their production of new electric vehicles. Well, why don't you let Tesla take that lane? They want that lane. And let the consumer decide if they want a gas-powered vehicle or if they want an electric vehicle. You know, Ford lost a whopping $4.7 billion on their electric vehicle line. Now, they did make a $7.5 billion profit, but if they didn't lose that $4.7 billion, well, guess what? That would be guaranteeing high-paying career jobs and raises for their employees. It's just simple. There's a 99-cent-only store, has 371 locations, and they're closing all of them because they can't sell anything for 99 cents anymore. And with rising prices comes a decrease in the amount of money that people are spending in the store. So they now have to shut down. But don't worry, Biden's $500 billion jobs goodie bag is out there. There's a report today that, you know, all this new Green Deal money, the tens and tens of billions of dollars, $250 billion, well, he's funneling it to Republican swing states, just like he's, you know, going forward with another major cut. I'm sorry, major forgiveness of student loans in the billions of dollars. Why is he doing that? Is he trying to buy buy his way into the White House in 2024? Certainly seems like it. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Speaking of a burger, fries, and a Coke, okay. You know, $20 today barely gets you that. Maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas, but not with gas prices going up again. But for $20, one thing you can get is unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Now, you get the same exact 5G network, the same cell towers as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. You get it at half the cost. The average family is saving almost, you know, $1,000 a year. Many families are saving much more. There's no contract to sign. There's no activation fee. They got great deals on new phones if you're in the market. If you're not, no problem. If you make the switch today and join the hundreds of thousands of us, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. They make the switch simple, fast, and easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now, and you can make the switch today. Then maybe you can go get the burger, fries, and a Coke that you want. Anyway, #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.